This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the Christian flag heads to the Supreme Court. That story, right after this short message.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
The United States First Amendment protects the free speech of its citizens, but when Hal Shurtleff and his Christian civic organization called Camp Constitution applied for a Boston City permit to fly their flag for about an hour in a public place, designated as a public forum, they were denied because of one word on their application: Christian. The Christian flag is a white banner with a blue square in the upper left-hand corner with a red cross, and it includes no words. It is often displayed besides an American flag in churches and Christian schools. Shurtleff and his Camp Constitution sought to fly their flag on September 17th to observe Constitution Day and recognize the Christian founders of our nation. They applied with Boston City Hall, which, according to the city's public records, they have allowed 284 other applications to be accepted, but not the Christian flag. Other examples of flags that have been granted permission to be raised on the public forum flagpoles are the Turkish flag, which includes imagery of Islam, the Portuguese flag, which includes other religious imagery, the gay pride rainbow flag, and the transgender blue and pink flag. Also flags of ethnic groups from other countries like Albania, Brazil, Peru, Mexico, Cuba, and even communist China have flown with no issues, until the Christian flag. A city official testified under oath that the application would have been granted approval if they did not include the word Christian to describe the flag. They were denied their First Amendment rights, which includes the free exercise of religion clause, because they were referred to the flag as the Christian flag. Following the First Circuit Court of Appeals decision, Liberty Counsel is filing a petition with the United States Supreme Court on behalf of Hal Shurtleff and Camp Constitution. Liberty Counsel's founder and chairman, Matt Staver, said, "The city's discrimination against Camp Constitution's Christian viewpoint is both obvious and unconstitutional. There is a crucial difference between government endorsement of religion and private speech, which government is bound to respect. Censoring religious viewpoints in a public forum where secular viewpoints are permitted is unconstitutional. We look forward to the next step in our journey to the United States Supreme Court." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.